He is coming. As the quickening light from the sun causes the beauty of the rose to unfold before the numb eyes of a fatigued world, Jesus shined the prophetic light of the coming Comforter into the dull eyes of the grieving disciples. One by one, he opened the exquisite petals of revelation concerning the Comforter, heaven's gift to his followers, as he revealed the glorious gift of the Paraclete to them. Hear it, sorrowing disciples. Hear it, forlorn men. Hear it, delinquent planet. Hear the astounding tidings from the lips of the Son of God. Even though earth would crucify the Son incarnate, the first celestial being to ever live amongst men, still the grace and love of God, far from being extinguished and turned to wrath, extended beyond all human comprehension. Jesus announces that another being from heaven, even the eternal Spirit of God, the third person of the Holy Trinity, shortly would come to this desolate globe to live with the fallen race of Adam. From the lips of him who is the light of the world, amazing words of celestial light shone forth into the gross darkness of sinful men. On that Paschal Eve, the darkest night this world has ever known, Jesus chose to reveal to his disciples the dawning ineffable light of the coming of the Holy Spirit. In briefest words, like clusters of finest jewels, Jesus poured out of his treasury of omniscience the revelation of this divine being who was soon to arrive in his place. He let the disciples know the wonderful and unique characteristics of the Comforter. He shared with them the essential essence of his nature, his celestial substance, and the attributes of his divine being. In part, he told him of the sublime objectives of his coming, what manner of ministry he would have, how he would accomplish his intentions, where he would live among them as spirit, and what place he would take in their midst.